Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Will the House impeach him? PPP fraud, box office bombs, and Wheel of Fortune has a replacement. It's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. According to an IRS whistleblower, Hunter Biden received money from Burisma, and instead of reporting it as income and paying taxes on it, he gave that money to a Chinese firm run by one of his associates. Then that firm loaned the money back to Hunter Biden. Voila, no income taxes need to be paid. Then, according to another IRS whistleblower, when this was being investigated, Merrick Garland, the head of the Department of Justice, twice prevented the U.S. attorney, David Weiss, from bringing charges against Hunter Biden. Congressman Chip Roy says that certainly raises questions of impeachability. There's no question about that. The Inspector General of the Small Business Administration estimates that more than $200 billion of COVID relief money was fraudulently received. That is 17% of the $1.2 trillion disbursed by the Small Business Administration. Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, and the Economic Injury Disaster Loans. Those were the two main programs. Of the Economic Industry or Injury Disaster Loans, 33% of that money that was handed out was fraudulent. $200 billion in fraud. That's like a couple of years ago, entire bills weren't $200 billion. And now that's just the fraudulent part of bills. The new movie, The Flash, could end up costing Warner Brothers Discovery $150 million. That could be their loss in this film. Disney has lost almost $900 million in the last eight movies this last year. That is an unsustainable amount of loss. Lightyear, Thor, Strange World, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, The Little Mermaid, and Elemental. $900 million in losses. Why? Well, I'm sure there are many reasons, but one is that the new Barbie movie, the Dr. Barbie, is a man dressed as a woman, transgender. One day Hollywood will understand how sick the American people are of all of this. On the other hand, some wholesome entertainment. Pat Sajak has been the host of Wheel of Fortune for 42 years, since 1981. He's retired. He maybe had the best gig in Hollywood. He worked every other Thursday and Friday for 9 months a year. That's 36 days of work for $15 million. Now, Ryan Seacrest has the job. And Vanna White is keeping her $3 million paycheck as well. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, Gallup is out with a study of church-going habits among Americans. The headline, not too many of us are going at all. In 2012, about 40% of us attended weekly worship. Today, that number is below 30%. My religion, Catholicism, has fallen 7% in just 3 years. Protestant sects down 4%. The United States has become a secular nation like France and Britain. Even though religion-based schools here offer a far better education than public schools, generally speaking, many Catholic schools are closing. In 1963, I graduated eighth grade at St. Bridget's School on Long Island. The three classes receiving diplomas had 175 students. Last week, my goddaughter graduated from the same school, St. Bridget's. One class, 36 students. The decline of religious commitment is, of course, being felt in crime, narcotics consumption, personal betrayal, extreme behavior, and even disrespecting religion, as the Los Angeles Dodgers recently did by honoring an anti-Christian hate group. Unfortunately, American religious leaders have no answer. Most are frightened. Few engage their congregations in a meaningful way. My church last Sunday, 20% full at the 10:30 Mass. Add it all up, traditional religions are disappearing. God help us. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Excellent reporting on Bill Barr, Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family. This is Carol. Yet I still can't comprehend why politicians and the legacy media continue to support the Biden crime family, because ideology is more important. Joe Biden does whatever the progressive left wants. They don't care if he's Al Capone. They don't care if he's Pretty Boy Floyd. As long as he supports progressives, they'll support him. David, concierge member, what's even more astonishing, the NBC poll about the direction of the country, is that NBC favors the Biden administration. Again, it's all ideology. Their executives are far left guys. Comcast, Philadelphia, look it up. They love it. They love the far left. Lucinda Callis, Richmond, Virginia. Bravo, Bill. Your latest column, They're Not Victims, nothing short of stunning. I commend your personal integrity and strength in writing it. As always, thank you for being the very best of a few who are willing to be stand-up, honest human beings. I will tell the truth. I always have. And, you know, I paid a price, but it's okay. Alan. Bill, well said on your column, while I have empathy for people down on their luck, I can't agree that people raising a family and working should have to suffer because a small minority refused to take personal responsibility. Good letter, Alan. Thank you for writing it. Richard Catalano, Gates Mills, Ohio. I read your message about Putin. His demise does not guarantee a better leader in Russia or in the world. So what? So what? He's a war criminal. He's a villain. You don't go, well, what's going to happen? That you get rid of him. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially International Body Piercing Day, a time when millions of Americans honor an ancient tradition dating back to prehistoric times. Here is the story. Ancient cultures have used the human body as a pincushion since the Stone Age. Artwork from Egypt, the Middle East, and Africa depict people with nose piercings and earrings as far back as 8,000 B.C., Archaeologists believe the body jewelry began as a method of casting off evil spirits. Egyptians used gold to signify wealth. Romans believe piercings improve strength and vitality. The Aztecs, Mayan, and some American Indian tribes pierced tongues as part of their religious rituals. Irish and Scottish clans believed jewelry brought good luck. During the Renaissance, almost every male member of the European nobility wore at least one earring. Fast forward a few centuries, and body piercing now means big business. This year, worldwide sales will top $60 billion. According to recent surveys, 90% of American women have at least one piercing. That number falls to 55% for men. That's right. The majority of U.S. males have an earring. International Body Piercing Day was established a decade ago. June 28th was chosen to coincide with the birthday of a man named Jim Ward, who opened the first body piercing parlor in California back in 1978. And here's something else you might not know. The fastest growing trend in piercing and tattoos is removal. Every year, folks spend $12 billion having their procedure erased or covered up. 2020 survey from Harris finds 27% of Americans regret their body modification. When asked why, the number one reason is appearing more professional in the workplace. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.